This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Thursday, March 17, 2022, Montana reports 272,036 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 85 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday, 15 new cases in Richland County, Sydney, 10 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana, 10 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings, and the Crow Indian Reservation, 8 new cases in Lewis and Clark County, Helena, the state capital, and more new cases in 18 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 663. Currently, 56 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,231 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. 3 more people's deaths have been reported since yesterday. Nationwide, more than 967,000 Americans have died. There have been 79.5 million cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. The Montana Supreme Court issued an order Tuesday saying that Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson was wrong in halting a ballot initiative from going out for a signature gathering. Montana allows for a citizen-initiated ballot initiative process, one of two ways to create Montana laws. The other is to pass a bill through the Montana legislature. The proposed ballot initiative aims to add new environmental protections to stretches of the Gallatin River and Madison River. The Supreme Court's unanimous opinion, written by Chief Justice Mike McGrath, also indicated that the Attorney General lacks the authority to reject a proposed ballot initiative on the basis that it amounts to a government taking of private property. McGrath went further, writing that the authority to determine the constitutionality of ballot proposals rests solely with the courts, not with the Attorney General. Now, the environmental groups proposing the initiative can start collecting signatures to place the initiative on the ballot. The groups have until June 17th to collect 30,180 signatures that are needed to put the proposal to a statewide vote in the 2022 general election in November. They also need signatures from 5% of the voters in at least 34 of the state's 100 House districts. Montana is set to be designated free of invasive mussels as the state moves to delist Tiber Reservoir as a mussel-positive water body. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks recently launched the delisting process for Tiber. The effort is to remove Tiber Reservoir in Montana as a water body with a known existence of aquatic invasive mussels. In 2016, larvae called veligers from either invasive zebra mussels or quagga mussels were detected during water sampling at Tiber. A suspected positive sample was also detected at Canyon Ferry Reservoir that same year. Waters infested with invasive mussels have seen a multitude of consequences, from negative impacts on fisheries and other aquatic life to significant costs associated with cleaning and keeping infrastructure clear of the mollusks. Estimates of the worst-case infestation in Montana put the cost north of $200 million and could put Montana in breach of agreements like the Columbia River Compact. The indications a few years ago of the invasive and damaging mussels were the first in the state. They drew a governor's emergency declaration and quickly saw the legislature fund a significantly beefed-up watercraft inspection and water sampling program. Decontamination stations at the two reservoirs went into effect for all boaters. Montana intensified education campaigns such as the state's Clean, Drain, Dry program, and the state required inspections of all out-of-state boats and those traveling east to west over the continental divide in order to protect mussel-free waters. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.